This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor. He agrees with me.
All right, it's the last segment I'm going to be hosting until Sunday night, 4 to 6 p.m. The great Jay Dyer is fired up with his wife and co-host, ready to take over here in just a few minutes. And the War Room is in an hour with the wonderful, good friend of mine, such a patriot, such a real man, such a just steadfast Boy Scout, Owen Schroyer, in 1 hour, Infowars.com/show and radio stations across the country. By the way, we've gained about 50, a little over 50 radio stations the last few months with the persecution. We're up at 350 stations right now. So the persecution is backfiring. The Streisand effect is in effect. Now, Piers Morgan edited tapes of Trump, claimed he stormed out, lied about everything. The guy is a snake in the grass. We already know that. But he came out last night and attacked me, and it's blowing up in his face. People are so sick of this crap. But if you work the establishment, you attack Alex Jones. Here he is.
Talking of removal from classless to cashless, the name Alex Jones may not be familiar to you until I replay an old clip from the time he screamed at me about guns on American television. How many gun murders were there?
Oh, you're going to ban your fist now?
In Britain last year.
How many chimpanzees can dance on the head of a pin? The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns.
How many?
Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Oh, I hear you cry. That crazy guy. Well, Jones isn't just crazy. He's a nasty piece of work who built a gigantic online following with his InfoWars website and made many millions of dollars peddling mad conspiracy theories about the U.S. government. His most vile claim was that the 2012 Sandy Hook mass shooting was faked. Now, very few tragedies have ever moved me more profoundly than that appalling massacre in which 20 children, aged between 6 and 7, were shot dead in their classrooms by a lone lunatic. But Alex Jones responded to what happened by saying it was all a government-staged hoax, perpetrated by crisis actors to justify new gun control laws being introduced. It was a disgusting lie that caused immeasurable new grief and misery to the poor families of the children who died. But 10 of those families decided to sue him for defamation, and they won, and they won big. Now Jones, a great government conspiracy theorist, has filed for bankruptcy as he awaits details of the huge damages he'll now have to pay. And he's been reduced to desperately and pathetically begging the same government he has always said is the enemy of the people for bankruptcy relief. Oh, the irony. Jones deserves everything coming his way. What he did to those Sandy Hook families was beyond despicable. He's been morally bankrupt for decades. Now he'll be financially bankrupt too. And hopefully that means he'll never again be able to lead such a vile smear campaign like the one he did to desecrate the memory of those 20 young children.
Piers, you're the one that's morally bankrupt. I'm the one that questioned WMDs in Iraq, Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Northwoods, what happened with people like Jesse Smollett. And you're the one that lives off that. You're the one that's a fraud, that's anti-free speech, anti-Second Amendment, and a piece of garbage. And, I'm going to the deep state, as the New York Times said, to do limited bankruptcy to show the public that I don't have hundreds of millions of dollars. These people are trying to get to silence our speech. They're coming after all of our speech, my speech, your speech, everybody's speech. And that's why we, the people, need to realize this is a battle of wills right now. And InfoWars is the front line, the main center where that's happening. So I do need your word of mouth, and I do need your financial support just to stay on air and battle these court cases for years and the bankruptcy and everything and stay on air and fight harder than ever as you're seeing now. So send them a message. Keep us on air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get X2 back in stock. Get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Get an Alex Jones Was Right t-shirt. Get the shortwave radios and books and films and materials they don't want you to have. Or make a donation at InfoWars.com/crypto. InfoWars.com/crypto. Or InfoWarsStore.com has a big, fat link at the top to make a straight donation. I want to thank you all that supported us. You are the tip of the spear, and I want to just encourage you to realize how important this fight is and to continue it. God bless you, and good luck.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns, the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and I'm here with my Disney princess wife, Jamie Henshaw. And today we're going to cover the dark side of Disney, Disney's dark secrets. Jamie's done a lot of research on this. She's written a couple books that delve into this. And it's perfect timing given the fact that what Megan Fox just came out talking about, the fact that she drinks blood. I got to thinking about that and the blood drinking and how many flavors of STDs you think you could taste if you drank Hollywood blood.
31 flavors.
32, right? And plus that's Masonic, right? 30. Anyway, so we're going to get into the history of Disney and how it's always been a deep state tied at the hip of the military-industrial complex corporation. And why don't you kick us off with that? What are you? You've got a bunch of notes here, so tell us about Disney.
Welcome, boys and girls. I am Princess Programming, and we are going to tell you a tale of enchanted sorcery. And today we are going to talk about all of the things that I have been studying about Disney for the past 10 years. I have 3 books on it. I have multiple shows, articles, all of those things. And I have condensed it for you because I heard you talking about Disney last week, and I am here for it.
Good.
So let's kick them when they're down. And first off, let's just start talking about Walt Disney, the person.
Right.
He is sus. He is a very shady character. And let me tell you, I hope you watch till the end because this is going to get very weird. He was born in 1901, allegedly. His father was very abusive, and his brother Roy actually ran away from home. He tried to enlist in the Navy in World War I, but there was a problem with his birth certificate, which is going to come up later in his life. His parents were acting very weird about his documents and everything, and so he just decided to sidestep that and join the Red Cross by lying on a form. So during the World War I, he would make fake battle relics and sell them. So he would get helmets and put bullets in them and fake blood and everything and sell them for profit as relics. Then.
So he was a mountebank.
Yes. Then later on in his career, he was used by the B'nai B'rith in the 30s to bring family values back to Hollywood and deflect scandals, because this was right after the Great Depression, and America was trying to get back on track, and they saw Hollywood as a sort of Babylon and a source of degeneracy. So they
Shocker.
Propped up Walt Disney as a wholesome entertainer with family values that could get Hollywood back into the hearts and minds of the American public.
Right.
So that's why Disney Studios was so strict back in the day. They couldn't have mustaches. They had all these weird moral rules.
It sounds like a mafia rule. Like, why no mustaches?
Right. Well, a lot of times people with who are trying to cover up things try to be more moral than everybody else.
Okay.
Because it's front.
Oh, I see.
Right?
So just made up legalistic
yes.
rules of piety.
So, For Walt Disney, finding his true parentage was the bane of his existence, and this is the issue that J. Edgar Hoover used to strike a deal where Walt agreed to assist in the crusade against the spread of communism in Hollywood, and in return the FBI had full access to Disney. So he became a full special agent in 1954. Representatives from the FBI had complete access to Disneyland for use in official matters. And in 1958, three special episodes of the Mickey Mouse Club featured a budding 13-year-old secret agent who tours FBI headquarters admiring agents in action. And actually, Walt Disney's favorite game when he was a child was to play Secret Agent Jimmy Dale that he made up.
Well, this sounds like what Dave McGowan talks about in his Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon book, that basically back at the time of the Laurel Canyon Air Force Studios out in California, all of the top directors, all the top Hollywood people had access, and they filmed all kinds of secret unknown movies there. Who knows what that is? And Walt was one of the people that had access there, as well as Marilyn Monroe. So even back then, the 40s, 50s, 60s, like all of these people, the A-listers were all tied at the hip to the Pentagon, the military-industrial complex, the FBI, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. So lots of people say that Disney was a Mason, and that is not technically correct. Roy was a Mason, but Walt was de Molay, which is a Masonic appendage for young boys.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, behind fronts of strict morals, you often find massive amounts of guilt and a dirty mind.
Right.
Walt attended Bohemian Grove in 1936, and he complained about all of the snoring coming from the tents, and that's where the scene of the Seven Dwarfs snoring came from.
From Bohemian Grove?
Yeah. So, often the main topic of studio was Walt's bizarre behavior. He never emerged from the studios underground until late afternoon, where he was supposedly chatting with maintenance engineers all day. In 1945, he had a nervous breakdown and spent all his time in his private inner office, which they jokingly called Walt's Chamber of Horrors. So a lot of things were weighing on him.
Hmm.
And probably a guilty conscience. So he would just spend all day playing with his model choo-choo trains. And people who knew him personally said that he was obsessed with butts, and this is reflected in many of the early cartoons.
I've heard this, yeah.
Yes. So one co-worker recalled that he could talk about turds for 20 minutes straight.
Mm.
And this is a weird anecdote that I found, and all of this can be found in my first book.
If only Amber Heard had waited a little while, she could have had a Disney special, Amber Turd.
Operation Culture Creation, weird stuff, and this is all about Disney's history. But according to Kenneth Anger, who's not the best reliable source, but I thought this was interesting, he said, Walt Disney used to open a small rounded door in the wall, a fairy tale door that creaked, and take his guests down a winding staircase into a dungeon filled with racks and child-sized Iron Maidens. So take that for what it's worth. I don't know. Kent Anger is the best.
No, he's not the best source, but he did have some insight into the dark side of avant-garde Hollywood at the time. Okay. So
Walt was probably one of the most lauded people of the 20th century. He has more accolades than anybody really I can think of. He received the de Molay Legion of Honor in 1931, which is equivalent to the 33rd degree mm-hmm. in Masonry. And then in 1935, he was summoned to Paris to receive a Medal of Honor for the creation of Mickey Mouse from the League of Nations. So, okay, right?
Well, this is when they were really planning to make Hollywood go global, right? Mm-hmm. And Disney was a big part of the extending of Americanism and American culture to the whole globe, via things especially like Disneyland.
Yes. So let's talk about Disney World War II propaganda.
Yeah.
So there's an entire DVD collection called Disney on the Front Lines that you can get that has all of these videos in it. Because in 1941, the day after Pearl Harbor, Walt Disney Studios in Burbank was commandeered by the military as a primary defense station, and 90% of its production went into government training and propaganda films.
I think a lot of these are on YouTube, right? I mean, I remember clicking around and you goofies, go pay your taxes, gosh, right? Yeah. Like telling you to pay your taxes.
Exactly. So one of these was called Army Psychotherapy, Stress, Adrenal Glands, and the Basics of Fear and How to Instill It. So that's a weird.
Imagine cartoon dogs and ducks, like, telling you to pay your taxes.
Yeah.
Like, this is already a dystopia right here.
And then another one was called Chicken Little, and this is a cartoon about using psychology to create false narratives and false flags to undermine the faith of the masses in their system into trusting idiots and subsequently leading to their death. Then you have one cartoon called The New Spirit, which implores Donald Duck to pay his income taxes to beat the Axis. And it's a really weird sequence in there where they tell you exactly where your tax money goes. It's to create bullets and tanks and ammunition and guns. And it says guns. And it's in a very lustful way for weapons. And then another one.
Well, they were studying the usage of sexual symbolism in cartoons and films a long time ago.
Right.
So they were capitalizing on Freudian and Jungian insights, even for cartoons.
And we'll get to that crowd favorite towards the end about subliminal messages. But the last one I wanted to talk about was Education for Death, The Making of a Nazi. And this details the life of a Nazi youth and the psychological conditioning that makes a trained killer. So look those up on YouTube.
Yeah, and I mean, basically, Disney is another version of the same thing, right? So even though he was involved in the war effort, that doesn't necessarily make this the good guys, right, versus the everybody else is the bad guys. It's all bad guys because Disney was linked to the hip to Siemens Corporation, the military industrial complex, for a long time. Don't go anywhere. You're watching the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, with Jamie.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, together with Jamie Hanshaw, and we're covering the dark secrets, the dark side of Disney. And I want to remind you, too, to help keep InfoWars on the air. Go to the InfoWars store, get the products that you need, get the books, get the DVDs, get those health products, especially the toothpaste, which I'm a big fan of. I do brush my teeth. A lot of people out there on the internet think I don't brush my teeth. I do brush my teeth at least four times a day, probably.
I really like the coral calcium toothpaste.
Yeah, she does like it. I do like it, too.
I have sensitive teeth, and then after I use that, the sensitivity to sugar has gone away, so it gets used to
Well, also, when you wear your grill, it doesn't affect you, the sensitivity.
Yeah.
So let's get back to Disney. And I want to remind you, too, also, if you want to support the work that we do, we have also written books on these topics for years now. In fact, way ahead of time, I wrote my book, Esoteric Hollywood, where I got into the very topics that we're covering today many years ago. Some of these essays I wrote at least 10, 15 years ago, and they've really proven to be true. I was talking about all the occult stuff. I was talking about the ritual abuse. I was talking about the blood-drinking type of stuff that you hear in the news today. And it all goes back to an attempt to scientifically use cult mindsets and cult techniques to control not just weirdos in Hollywood, but the whole culture. And that's why Jamie's insights into Disney are really powerful here.
Well, let's talk about who actually built Disneyland, the happiest place on Earth.
A lot of people don't know this.
A weird story that I found in a very obscure place, a little article in Fate magazine. So Walt actually consulted with SRI, whose clients include all branches of the military, the Office of Naval Research, and DARPA, to determine the best location of the park. It was decided by C.V. Wood, who left SRI to become Disneyland's main engineer and more. He introduced Walt to the outside sponsors like Monsanto and GE. Disneyland sits on Latitude 33, which is famous for other strange events such as Roswell and the Kennedy assassination. The same people who invented GPS and weather radar are studying the electromagnetic properties of Disneyland. And they used their knowledge of ley lines to build the park on three intersecting lines, where they built King Arthur's Carousel that supposedly these people are positing that they are collecting energies and spinning them around. So I don't know how woo you want to get with this, but it is definitely weird that Walt Disney is working with SRI.
Well, they were, and SRI at that time was studying the occult stuff, right? So the U.S. government was doing research into the occult. That's on record. They studied the remote viewing and all these kinds of techniques, Project Stargate and all that. Those are real projects, which eventually kind of becomes the Men Who Stare at Ghosts story. But, yeah, I think that a lot of people don't know this. This is what leads into basically the CIA helping Walt to get that land, but it basically set it up as its own weird kind of city-state.
One more thing about Disneyland in California, the original Pirates of the Caribbean used real skeletons because they thought fake ones looked too fake.
Egregious.
Yes. So there you have Disneyland, but then who built Disney World, as you were saying? And hint, I'll give you...
I already said it.
It's three letters, CIA. So in the 1960s, Disney operatives engaged in a far-ranging conspiracy to make sure sellers had no idea who was buying the Central Florida property, because it would make the property values and everything go up, and they didn't want to spend all that money. So Disney's key contact in the CIA was named William Wild Bill Donovan, who was also called the father of the CIA. And he provided fake identities for Disney's agents to buy property and set up a secret communications center and a disinfo campaign to maintain control over the development. Then you have Paul Helwell, who helped launch a secret CIA war in Indochina and other PSYOPs against Castro, he came to work with Disney, and he came up with a way to avoid taxation, environmental regulations, and immunity from the Constitution. So this was the classic CIA strategy in foreign countries, which is set up a puppet government and then use the regime to do your bidding.
Yeah, it's a state within a state. It's the same model of the Vatican, of Washington, D.C., the City of London. They're states within states. And they even had their own bylaws, their own police force. A lot of people don't believe this, but that's actually the real history of Disney.
Yes. So they created cities whose only official residents would be handpicked by Disney loyalists who elected officials under control of Disney executives. And so the Magic Kingdom in Florida is actually the city of Bay Lake, Florida, and then the other one is the city of Lake Buena Vista. And these parks reshaped Central Florida, and Walt gave the opening speech from beyond the grave. That was weird.
That is weird.
Then you have theme park corporate sponsors.
Yeah, well, I remember last time that I was at Disney, I was walking around Epcot, and I was noticing how it's basically just a giant bunch of advertisements. I mean, it's really lame. Like, you walk over to whatever that banana boat ride is, and literally the whole ride is just riding like a giant banana floating around a bunch of GMO plants. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing was an ad for depopulation in Monsanto. It's a Monsanto-sponsored banana ride.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe that. This is the stupidest thing ever.
Yes, all the rides in the parks are sponsored by military industrial corporations, yeah, or something like that.
Siemens Corporation.
Yeah. So in 1935, Walt Disney met with H.G. Wells, who you talked a lot about, who, along with Jules Verne and Leonardo da Vinci, were a huge inspiration for Tomorrowland. So we know what H.G. Wells wants for tomorrow, right?
Yeah, and Tomorrowland, well, Epcot and all of that, is actually, it's called the City of the Future. And it was intended to be a preparation model for smart cities of the future.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to wonder how we're getting to the smart city and, oh, this is so revolutionary, the idea of a smart city is going to be so great, we're living in pods. No, this was planned a long time ago, and it was prepped through Epcot and the City of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So then you have Nazi scientist Wernher von Braun, who worked as a technical director on three Disney TV shows about space called Man in Space, Man in the Moon, and Mars and Beyond. And he appeared as one of Walt's experts on the world of tomorrow. There is your fine Nazi scientist Wernher von Braun.
Yeah, again, proof that space is fake and gay.
Right.
That's a joke, by the way. It's a joke. It's just a joke. I'm not saying space isn't real. It's a joke.
So like you said, Monsanto was one of Tomorrowland's original sponsors, and then theme parks as military industrial complex commercials is very true. And like you said, Epcot stands for Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Yep.
And it is the most ideologically important piece of land in the United States.
Well, if you remember the last time I went and rode the goofy Epcot ride, like, it's showing you the history of the human race, and it's like evolution and all this nonsense. You come out of the muck, and then it's ancient Egypt and Babylon, and then it's the American founding fathers. And then the end of the ride is like this little Bill Gates, animatronic Bill Gates over there slapping at a keyboard in his basement. Like, as if that's the real way that Microsoft came to be. It was just some nerdy guy.
Nerds
in their garage, and it's like a little animatronic Bill Gates. Get the numbers down. And then you ride into the Matrix. Like, you ride into what is supposed to be binary code, the Matrix. Mm-hmm. So the whole message is not just the City of Tomorrow, but, oh, we'll also put you in the Matrix in the City of Tomorrow, you see.
Mm-hmm. And it's basically the history of culture creation through language and communications, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, part of the ride is that you're tracked and trailed and surveilled through the whole ride. And they've secretly taken pictures of you when you get out of Epcot. And then, I can pay $50 for a picture of me going like this, riding Epcot, riding the ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because they had been watching you the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they tell you, the future, you'll be totally surveilled. It's going to be so cool. Don't go anywhere. You're watching the Alex Jones Show. This is our breakdown of Disney. And we are going to be right back.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. I want to remind you that here in about an hour or two on my YouTube channel, I'm going to be doing a live stream where I delve really deep into Hollywood cults, mind control, the whole blood drinking thing. What is that all about? How real is it? It's very real. And you want to definitely come and check that out. My YouTube channel is Jay Dyer. And I'm also over on Rockfin, which is a great free speech-based platform as well. It's a big fan, a big supporter of the work that I do. So shout out to Rockfin and definitely go subscribe there. Jamie, you were telling us about the dark origins of Disney. And let's get more into we learned that the CIA helped secure the land, helped set up the bylaws so they could be their own kind of city-state. And to me, I've always thought this is just a giant mind-control culture creation operation. That's really what it is. So if you've talked about that for at least – I've talked about that for at least 20 years, and I know Alex has talked about that way before me. You talked about it for a long time too. why is it that it's so hard for people then to figure out, now that this is all coming out, oh, they're grooming? No, shocker. I mean, we've been saying that for years, right? We conspiracy theorists, quote unquote, are always vindicated, and yet we never get the credit for that when we talk about it, you know, 10, 20 years ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all coming out. Now they're, oh, yeah, we drink blood in Hollywood. So what? So what? So it doesn't exist. And then when it comes out, yeah, it exists, but so what? It's actually cool or whatever.
Yes, this revelation of the method is polarizing people. So now they're going to have to actually take a side when all the facts are out.
And then they're going to be like, well, since they've been demoralized, they're going to be like, what's wrong with it? Who are we? It's cultural relativism, dude. Who are you to say that it's wrong to drink blood or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Now, Disney had a role in this toxic culture and then making everybody culturally relativist.
Well, like I said, it's the most ideologically important piece of land in the U.S., and Disney, everyone knows that it's the largest multimedia conglomerate on Earth.
Right.
So it has the most influence on popular culture, and that's right. Why I talk about it so much, and I try to drive the point home that Walt Disney Co. is an evil corporation.
Well, one point, too, to interject here. I remember one of the MKUltra doctors, Dr. Gregory Bates, and he had a famous quote where he said that if you really want to control men and figure out how to capture an entire society and an entire culture, he says you have to capture their imagination.
Yes.
And then that made me think about, well, what is Disney? Their whole tagline is like...
They actually say, we capture your imagination.
Capture imagination. That's what Gregory Bateson said, the MKUltra doctor.
And then some of their employees are called Imagineers. So
yeah,
they're imagineering a different world.
Controlling your imagination, right.
Right. So the Bucky golf ball, you know, the Epcot ball,
mm-hmm.
Is sponsored by Siemens, a fine Nazi company whose corporate logo could be found over the gates of Auschwitz. And now it's in Disney World. The theme of the ride, like we were talking about before, is the history of language and communication from cavemen to the Matrix. So
that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
And the last thing you see is an animatronic Bill Gates slapping a keyboard.
Yes. And
in a basement.
It's a small world, after all, is sponsored by Pepsi and UNICEF. And if you go to UNICEF.org right now, there's a giant photo of a vaccine going into a kid's arm. And it says, Immunization Agenda 2030, a global strategy to leave no one behind. And so creepy.
Yeah, so it's all just totally cynical, complete anti-human depopulation cloaked in, like, sugar and candy and, like, creepy, you know, mouse outfits.
Think about it's a small world, right? So
that's a global village, right? That's globalism.
Global village, reducing population, and then leave no one behind. That could have two meanings, right?
Like, yeah, right.
Leave no people behind.
Well, and I remember the last time I was there, I was thinking about if you were to look above Disneyland, you know, have all the kids, everybody wears the stupid mouse hats.
Mm-hmm.
It's like mice running around in a rat maze, which is like a giant experiment, basically.
Yes.
It's a giant rat experiment.
We talked about this on my show on YouTube. You can find it under my name, and it's called Out of This World. Me and Kristen Lagan talked about science and the effects of the studies of rats and mice and how mice are, you know, lab rats, basically. So we are now the Mickey Mouse lab rats that they experiment on.
Well, the more I think about it, I mean, this is basically just a giant acid trip. I mean, Disneyland is just, I mean, look at this. Like, it's a small world, after all. It's basically a bad acid trip. That's all it is.
And we'll get to the Monarch program in 1 second. I just wanted to talk about Disney CIA connection a little bit more. So their close associations with the CIA and the intelligence community, this says Disney World is responsible for the nation's largest single commercial application of biometrics. And that's true because when you enter the park now, you have to give your fingerprint. They take your face biometrics.
No, I remember I first heard that from Alex. He covered that back in probably 2004 or 5.
Yes.
I remember Alex covering that.
So after 9/11, the government actually sought Disney's advice on intelligence,
yep,
security, and biometrics, and they boast the use of biometrics at their parks and the cruise line. And a number of Disneyland employees have gone on to fill some of the most sensitive positions in U.S. intelligence and security communities, including Disney executive Gordon Levin, Eric Hastline, and Bran Faron. So do not go to the parks and give your fingerprint anymore. So now we come to Operation Mockingbird.
I lived in Florida for a year, and one thing you notice living in Florida is that a lot of people in Florida, they live Disney. It's like their whole life. They will get a year, like infinite pass, right? Like you can forever go to Disneyland. I mean, I can imagine, like, as wanting to go every day to Disneyland. They even, if you remember, Walt created that was supposed to be an ideal community celebration, Florida. And it's this weird kind of like, it's like the theme park, this little city. It's not owned by Disney anymore. They sold it off to somebody else. But it has like the most HOA, homeowners association rules anywhere. It's like this really, it's like Truman Show, basically. Mm. There's a whole community that is supposed to be like the Truman Show. It's super creepy. I think they even might have filmed a few scenes or clips of the Truman Show. I know it's filmed in another part of Florida, like Seabreeze or something like that. But there's a lot of, if it's not, if I'm wrong about that, then, I mean, this place is basically like that. It's like the Truman Show if you've ever been to Celebration, Florida. Mm-hmm. But it was a whole created community that Walt thought would be like the ideal community.
Mm-hmm. So Operation Mockingbird, everyone has heard of that probably before, but it was designed to manipulate news media for propaganda, and they spent millions per year hiring journalists from Disney and ABC and others to promote their point of view. So files obtained through the Freedom of Information Act reveal that the Department of Defense and the CIA backed and influenced hundreds of movies and TV shows owned by the Walt Disney Company.
Yeah.
So Disney's special effects wizard, a guy named Robert Carey Broughton, created award-winning films for both Disney and the OSS, which became CIA.
Yeah, all the OSS people are who went into the first era of big media. So all the heads of CBS, NBC, ABC, they were all people out of the OSS, Paley, Sarnoff, all these characters. And what you just read, that's actually the first page in my sequel. My second book is about the FOIA request, about how all that Pentagon and military-industrial complex money was put into messages in every kind of show you could imagine. Mm-hmm. Everything from Cupcake Wars to Hawaii Five-0, they all contained Pentagon and military messaging.
Right. So then the last point I want to make about Disney and the CIA is obviously MK Ultra Artichoke Monarch, which is the CIA program to make, mind control people. And countless self-proclaimed victims of trauma-based mind control attest to the use of Disney films in their programming. Wizard of Oz and Alice in Wonderland are staples along with Fantasia. And I actually have this handout that you can get. I think it's from Fritz Springmeier. And it's how to brainwash your friends and family. And this is a step-by-step script from a programmer on what to say on each scene in Fantasia. So they would give a child LSD, pop on Fantasia, read the script to program them.
Now, if that sounds a little far-fetched, I actually did uncover Dr. John C. Lilly in his book, Programming and Metaprogramming in the Human Biocomputer. He's one of the MKUltra doctors most famous for the whole dolphin stuff that he was involved in, like really weird, creepy, mind-controlled dolphin fetish stuff. Not joking, by the way. He actually does say in that book that he would utilize imagery that, like you would find in Alice in Wonderland, when he was dosing children with LSD. So he talked openly about that. By the way, Tim Leary has an essay as well where he talks about what the shaman can do in the process of leading people through trips to program them. It's actually, he wrote a whole essay on that, by the way. So some of these MKUltra and LSD proponents do actually speak this way, where they think that there is a technique by which you can program people through things like the imagery that's used in these cartoons. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I just want to remind you that I'm going to be live streaming about crazy Hollywood cults and blood drinking over my YouTube channel in the next hour, hour and a half. So head on over there if you want to see that. Jamie, go ahead and get to the rest of your notes. You got some juicy details here I want to hear.
Yeah, we're going to the moon. Let's do it in 10 minutes, okay? So last time we were talking about many pop stars who exhibit the signs of monarch programming were once mouthpieces.
Mm-hmm.
Walt Disney and Alan Dulles are actually 20th cousins, I found out. That's pretty weird. So let's talk about Peeping Mickey, Disney's pedo problem. So Disney is a magnet for creepers, and many actually work for the company.
Mm-hmm.
Director of music publishing at Disney, John Healy, was arrested on 3 counts of lewd acts and abusing underage girls. Disney vice president Michael Laney was convicted of sexually abusing a 7-year-old girl and sentenced to 6 years in prison. Former child star Ricky Garcia filed complaint against manager Joby Hart for allegedly raping him throughout his adolescence. 4 other individuals were involved. At least 35 Disney employees have been accused of sex crimes involving children since 2006. There is a old scandal about Walt Disney and actor Bobby Driscoll, who played Peter Pan. That's a classic scandal if you want to dig it up. And then you have your Victor Salva, a former child care worker, was sentenced to 3 years for molesting a 12-year-old boy who acted in 2 of his films. Disney hired Salva after he was released to make the movie Powder in 1995. And then Miramax and other subsidiaries are used to make money in pay-per-view porn and other lewd things since the 90s. So Disney has made millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars on dirty stuff, and they have a creeper problem.
Jamie Hanshaw and Greg Reese on the same wavelength.
Because he did a similar video that reminded me of that video that Gregory said.
So let's get to Epstein's connection with Disney, because they are neighbors. Epstein Island is right next to Disney's island.
Great point.
Little St. James, a.k.a. Epstein Island, is off the coast of St. Thomas, which is a port of call on the Disney Line Caribbean cruise. Mm. One excursion called Captain Nautica's Snorkeling Expedition takes you to Little St. James. Mm-hmm. Other excursions are called Butterfly Anytime and Butterfly Secrets. And then this picture just came out of Ghislaine Maxwell at an event organized by the Mirror called Disney Day Out for the Kids at Longleat House in Wiltshire, where Ghislaine presented a check for the Save the Children Fund, and that was in September of 1985.
Yeah, nothing to see there. That's
right.
Totally normal. What are you after, conspiracy theorists? I don't get it.
ABC News anchor Amy Robach was caught on hidden camera admitting that the network had the Epstein story for 3 years before it broke and had evidence against Prince Andrew and the Clintons at that time also, but they were afraid to pursue the story.
How dare you.
Then you have Disney chairman Richard Cook. He took trips on the Lolita Express in 2002, then became the chairman after he took those trips. Senator George Mitchell, a Democrat from Maine, was accused in the Epstein case. He was also the chairman of Walt Disney Company from 2004 to 2007. So between 2000 and 2014, 200 passengers went missing from cruise ships. So that is super weird.
I've always talked about, this is like my own kind of cruise ship conspiracy theory, that the cruise ships have to be a front for something else. I've always thought that. I mean, I think there's been a few cases, but it's just one of my pet theories.
Ghislaine had her submarine pilot license. Right? So there could have been some underwater stuff going on.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So let's do the crowd favorite real fast, and then we're going to the weirdest part ever. Subliminal messages. And this used
a lot of peepees and butts everywhere.
I think about 1956 was when they started realizing that you could hide things in between.
Yeah, they were doing a lot of subliminal research.
And it was so effective that they actually had to outlaw it, but then they relaxed the rules a little bit, and they said, well, we'll use it, but it'll be for the public's best interest. So the first one that everyone talks about is the Little Mermaid phallus on the VHS cover, and the little priest has a little boner when he's giving the wedding of Prince Eric and the villain. The Lion King... In the Dust spells out S-E-X, and Lion King is a grooming movie, in my opinion. We can talk about that maybe in a later date. In the poster, Mufasa's face looks like a booty with panties. And then there's a scene where Zazu is flying, and there's boobs in the desert, right?
You can't make that.
So then the Rescuers has a naked lady in the window as they slide down the ramp.
That was the one that really convinced me. Like, a lot of these, I was like, I don't know. But then I saw that one, and I was like, all right, well, you can't really deny that one.
Monsters, Inc. has a child drawing of Uncle Roger doing mommy doggy style.
Jamie.
Sorry. I didn't make it up. In Lilo and Stitch, Lilo has a wall full of pictures of people's butts. In the 1989 episode of DuckTales called Yuppie Ducks, Scrooge visits the doctor who has an eye chart that says, ask about Illuminati.
That was the one that, like, really blew me away. Yeah. I remember seeing that back in, like, 2005, and I was like, what?
So these are just a couple of the examples that I found, and then there was one of Fantasia that looks like Mickey standing in between some boobs. So, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Donald Duck Illuminati one is, like, that's probably the craziest one.
Yeah. So you've seen the movie Alien by Ridley Scott, right?
I think I have.
And didn't you think it would make a perfect ride for children at Disneyland?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's Disney UFO phenomena.
I think Xenomorphs when I think of kids.
This is where it gets really weird, you guys. So in January 1995, Walt Disney World hosted a UFO convention. The two-week conference on the ET and UFO phenomenon featured scientists, authors, and former military. It was not advertised to the public, and in preparation for the new ride in the new Tomorrowland called Extraterrestrial Alien Encounter. To promote it, they made a documentary about UFOs and aliens, and in it, they claim that, one, intelligent beings are beckoning mankind to join the galactic community. This movie has three premises. It's like, one, aliens are real, two, you are going to meet them, and we are going to prepare you for that encounter.
Right.
So the they referenced the federally funded 1960 Brookings Institute report that warned the public of discovery of life in space might topple civilization if faced with a race of superior beings. So
it also says that it would get rid of all the Western biblical religions, too.
Yes.
And I covered that in my book because that was a Brookings report put out for NASA. And they actually said that the effect of the discovery of alien life would basically destroy anything to do with theology and especially Christianity, because people would think, oh, I guess the incarnation of Christ doesn't matter because, you know, he became incarnate for human nature's sake. But there's other natures, there's other races. And so I guess that's not really a true story, right? Because the universe is bigger than this planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's all just a psyop, though. It's all nonsense. And I think there's obviously a demonic element to it, but if you watch Mirage Men, that documentary actually shows in depth how the whole alien nonsense is used for psyops.
Mm-hmm. So Disney Imagineers have designed a way to prepare humans for their inevitable alien encounter. And they say in this documentary that the atomic bomb was mankind's calling card announcing their evolution on Earth. So now we are ready for the next phase in evolution, which is meeting these ghoulies from space.
Yeah, people overlook the role that Disney has had in space, space mythology, exotheology, alien life. If you remember, it was, I think, Francis Ford Coppola or Lucas, one of the two, that was going to direct the Captain EO ride, or they did direct it, and that lasted for many years. And they basically used Jacko and the whole mythology and ethos of Jacko in the 1980s and early 90s to promote this ride, which was all about aliens and beating the aliens with rainbows. So I'm not joking.
Oh, yeah,
like Jacko would like shoot rainbows out of his like white gloves. And well, you have to, it's music and social justice rainbows that beat the evil aliens.
Right. So extraterrestrial alien encounters was actually so scary that they had to tone it down because children were crying. And the actual ride lasted only 2 years because even after they toned it down twice, it was still too scary and they had to take it out and it's something else now. So if you want to learn more about that, these are the subjects of my books, Operation Culture Creation, Part 1, 2, and Hollywood Mind Control. So everything that we were talking about today can be found in those and much, much more.
Yeah, and if you go to my website, go to the shop, you get signed copies. So you can really support the work that we do by getting those books. And, you know, one thing we tried to do is not just make these your average run-of-the-mill kind of conspiracy books. We actually put a whole bunch of research into it. So, like, my books have 363 footnotes in the first one, 350 footnotes or so in the second one, maybe 300, I don't remember. But, you know, they're really source well. They're not just like speculations and here's a symbol, I think it means this. It's done in a very academic way because that's what I studied in grad school, was this very topic. So avail yourselves of our books, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in. If you would, please share this video, get it out, get the word out about this material, this topic. Not enough people know this. It's damaging a lot of kids especially. And that's really the key issue here. And I want to say also, remember to support Alex. Go to the store, get the products that you need there, and keep this show going because we're at a crucial juncture in history right now. And this is a key outlet.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.